It's been almost 5 years since we started this journey of building a software tool to liberate and educate entrepreneurs who wanted to change the world. This podcast reveals the tips and strategies we and our fellow entrepreneurs have used to start, build, grow, and scale their companies. My name is Dave Woodward. Join me as I take you behind the scenes so you can hear what works, what doesn't, and the strategies being used to get your message out to the world. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. Welcome back, Funnel Hackers. Oh my gosh. Let me give you a little bit of context here. It is Thursday when I'm recording this, actually the night between Wednesday and Thursday. It's the 10th and 11th of July. The only reason I'm giving that context there is it has everything to do with the topic of vacations and family and business and juggling everything all together at the same time. So right now, it's about 12:15, 12:30 on the evening between Wednesday and Thursday, the 10th, 11th of July, as I mentioned. And I'm sitting here at the office with a million things to do, an inbox overflowing, even though I've got an amazing assistant who takes care of everything. But there are certain things that I just have to take care of. And I was out of town on a family vacation, something we do every single year. It's my wife's family side. It's our Barton family reunion. We go down to beautiful, sunny Carlsbad and have just an amazing time. But with that, there is the juggling of the family, the vacation, business, everything else that's going on, and now I'm playing catch up. And that's really what I want to kind of talk about is how do you juggle it all? How do you deal with being present at the same time when your mind's going a million miles an hour and just trying to find the way of just connecting with loved ones and people who you care about? Because deep down inside, the people I care and the reason I keep telling my family and my wife and everyone, I'm doing this for you. At the same time, if I'm not present, it doesn't come across that way. Most of you guys have been following me on this. I understand I've been married now for over 25 years to the same beautiful woman. And she has been through a ton of crazy times in our married life as I've gone down this entrepreneurial journey. But one of the things that continues to come up is this concept of vacations, connection, and balancing family, balancing business, and understanding that as a business owner, vacations at times, they can just really, really stink. It's kind of interesting. I worked all day today. I went home for about an hour and a half to have dinner with my family, and we were sitting out on the back patio, and my son Parker, who is 21 years old, just getting basically between summer terms as far as college. And he's got his own business. He's out there. He helps people with their podcasts. He helps do all the editing, to putting things together, coaching on podcasts. Just does an amazing, amazing job. And he was sitting there and just talking about his frustration, basically coming back from vacation as well, going, oh my gosh, Dad, I feel like I've got so much going on and I can't get caught up. I just feel like I'm so far behind. I've got all these commitments. I just started laughing, and my wife, Carrie, I refer to her as a princess. She's sitting there just going, oh my gosh, Parker, you sound like your dad. And I'm like, sweetie, you have to understand, as a business owner, entrepreneur, there are things, unlike a lot of our friends who have 9-to-5 jobs and who basically can, when they leave the office, they don't continue thinking about it. As a business owner, you continue to think about it. And so while we were at the beach in Carlsbad this last week, I had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with my wife. And it happens to also be her birthday is July 9th. And so we went through, her family started this thing years and years ago about called birthday week. And so it's literally, you get a little present every single day for a week. And so one of the very first gifts I gave to her was, I promised her that every single day I would spend time walking on the beach, just talking, just her and I, and just connecting. My only reason I'm mentioning this is, what I've seen, especially when it comes to reunions, family time, and vacations, is I typically try to flip the order and the priorities of the way I do things. And what I mean by that is normally I get up, I've got a routine I go through in the morning, and then I dive straight into work, and then I come home and I spend time with my family. On vacations, what I've found for my family and for my wife is if I just do the opposite, if I go out for exercise or whatever else, do that, and then I start first with my family, and I spend quality time with my family the very first thing in the morning, whatever it is, if it's going on a walk, if it's going to the beach, if it's going to an event, whatever it might be, that I'm kind of making deposits into this relationship account that I can make withdrawals throughout the rest of the day if I need to, when phone calls come up or when there's other things. But if I'm on vacation and she doesn't feel like she's first, it changes the entire event and makes life miserable. So that was one of the very first things I did. The other thing was to make sure that when I was with her and I was on vacation, my phone was put away except for certain times. And I found out for me, the main thing was the importance of communication. The more I communicated with my wife and my family and things, said, listen, you know what? I've got a call at these times today. And I'm going to just head up to the hotel room. I'm just going to take care of the calls and then I'll come back. Or while I was on vacation, there was a bunch of stuff that literally just, it just comes up. If you just know how it just comes up. And I tried to buy as much time as I could and to really to try to cluster those calls and those times so that it wasn't a continuous interruption throughout the vacation. A lot of the other things I ended up doing was trying to postpone to buy time, to buy a week, to buy 3 or 4 days, at least to stack things off on the back end. The thing I've found, at least for myself, whenever I'm on vacation, my mind races more than ever. And so I always try to make sure I've got a piece of paper or a pencil or something handy instead of talking into my phone or doing voice recordings and trying to make, my wife associates my phone with work. And so the more often I pick it up, the more time she thinks I'm disconnecting with her and spending more time with work. I found the other thing that's real critical, and that is whenever I'm on vacation, mealtime is an absolute must. And so we always make sure we have dinner together on vacation and try to make sure I always have lunch with her on vacation. I'm not a real big breakfast person, neither she, so that's not as big of a deal. But to make sure that those times on vacation never get missed has been a huge way of connecting. The other thing is try to really focus on chunking time as much as possible and realize that there are certain times when you're on vacation that is just, it's just going to be relaxing time for other people. And if I can excuse myself during that, it helps a ton. I've also found that if I excuse myself all the time, that will come back to bite me because sometimes she just likes knowing I'm laying next to her on the beach, even though I'm doing nothing. And I'm getting frustrated myself. It matters to her, and that's what matters most to me. So as you take a look at vacations and how you juggle them, a couple things I would definitely say is make sure you spend first part of the morning with family, at least for me. First thing that happens, family comes first, especially in the morning. Second thing was make sure I was always there for mealtime. Third thing was clustering or trying to cluster and chunk together as many types of events or meetings or things that emails are necessary, anything like that. Another thing, fourth thing there was to make sure that I actually postponed as much as possible and really only took care of things that were absolutely urgent. And then to let my wife know that at the end of the vacation, sweetheart, there's going to be a day next week. And the key for me was try to plan that in advance. And it's really hard for her if it's the very first day. So I try to make it the second or the third day and say, listen, I'm going to work late at the office the second or the third day that I'm home just because there's going to be some catch up. And the key for me on that is communicating that in advance. If I'm all of a sudden 5 o'clock that night say, oh, by the way, I'm going to work late tonight, that doesn't work as well as my basically planning and saying, listen, you know what? We got home on Friday, Saturday. I know Monday's going to be a busy day at the office anyways. I'm going to try to cut out where I normally do. But either Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll tell her in advance. There are certain things I just have to get caught up on. And as long as I tell her in advance, those things basically help. And so for me, those are some of the main things I've seen from a vacation standpoint. The other thing, which I didn't address, is the importance of the pre-plan from a vacation standpoint. And that is to try to, if you know you're going to be out of town, try to get more than caught up. Don't just get caught up, but try to get it as many things in advance taken care of. And then the key for me always is the importance of being present. If I'm present, the more often that I'm present there, the more that I'm connecting with them, the more that she feels that connection, the better off the entire event goes, the better off the vacation goes. And the other thing I found is that it's not just my wife, it's my kids as well. They need to understand that dad's not always working. And so I try to have chunks of time with each one of the kids as well, whenever I'm on vacation or at least connecting as much together as a family as possible. So those are some of the things that I found that have worked real well for me. I can tell the other thing that I've heard from others seems to work well is trying to read or to take time in a way that is when other people are relaxing, maybe at the beach and everything else, use that as your time for reading or things. For me, it doesn't work as well as just my being present. So hopefully that helps. Again, the whole vacation thing is a juggling act. It's the whole pendulum. It swings back and forth when sometimes it's all on the family, sometimes it's all on work. I've never seen a teeter-totter for me that's balanced perfectly. It's going up and down all the time. So have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you guys soon. All right, hopefully you enjoyed the podcast. Right now, as we're going on our journey to 100,000 users, we really want to invite you along. And one of the ways we can invite you along is we want to find out what you think about what we're currently doing. So please rate, review this, share this with others, take a picture of this and post on Instagram, tag us in it, tag Funnel Hacker Radio or tag Dave Woodward. We'd love to know what your thoughts are. And most importantly, the ways that we can actually help you journey to whatever number of users or customers or community you're trying to build. Remember, you're just one funnel away.